Hey everyone, this is Eric from the All Killer No Filler D2C podcast. Today we have a special addendum that we're starting with Jordan Gordon. Yesterday recorded a podcast with Jordan about email and some of the pending changes that Gmail's making and some other issues. He reached out to me today and said he's got some other top of the line information to share. So the floor is yours, Jordan. Give us a rundown.
Yeah, thanks. So everybody, you know, you're going to hear a whole bunch, you know, in the actual talk, but let me just quickly append something. So in our discussion yesterday, I was talking about Apple and how Apple clicks are kind of inaccurate right now. I'll go into a bit more detail. But then Eric was talking about clickbots that just go through and do a bunch of clicks. And he'd mentioned that twice. And so if we're in talks and he mentioned something twice, it warrants some deeper investigation. So I went in and I looked at what else is going on. And there's actually something additional to the Apple stuff that we're going to hear about. And it's a company called Proofpoint. And I'm seeing Proofpoint as a an inboxing provider for lots of my clients with crazy click-through rates, like click-through rate 52%, right? Because of course they're just running through and clicking on everything. It is the page says AI powered innovation, human centric security. They're running through pre-clicking on things before companies' employees get to click on them to make sure that there's nothing nefarious going on there. It's my assumption. So I went to three top clients and analyzed deep, and I found on two of those, this is actually the largest source of clicks on that client. So I had a client where if you removed this click source, clicks were down 40%. Or actually, sorry, when you add it, clicks go up 40%. Whatever. So as I was saying to you, just you, and you guys will hear it in a moment, everybody, as I was saying to you, Eric, hey, if your clicks aren't going like this, if they're not just like going up like a hockey stick, then there's something wrong. This, looking at these clicks, December, hardly anything. January, picking up. February, picking up even more. March, huge, largest source of clicks. So if out there, if you aren't seeing your clicks increase dramatically, then actually you're probably having an inboxing problem because as we'll hear in the talk, there's also the Gmail changes that are going on. So thoughts on that, Eric?
So Proofpoint, so I'm wondering, like Proofpoint, it sounds like more of a B2B software, or you know, would this, do you think, affect personal inboxes as much as it would people's like business addresses, for instance?
My thinking is that it is a B2B solution, but people on their work email addresses, they still subscribe to stuff. I went into top brands. So these are brands that have large subscription lists. People are subscribed. They're popular consumer brands. So it could be that they're just getting a guaranteed number of clicks from people who are already subscribed, but they're going through this service and it's pre-clicking. That's kind of what I think is going on there. I need to do more investigation. This is live today. I want to make sure everyone has as much information as they can right now, because like I say, there's a perfect storm going on where you've got all these Gmail changes and then you look at your metrics and you can't trust your metrics. Right. So I want to get this information out right away.
And it's a trend. If you were just seeing one company doing it now that affects, you know, a large amount of our advertisers, there could be other companies that enter the fray with other AI technologies. So just walk us through exactly what you want to do in order to make sure if Proofpoint is the reason that your clicks are inflated or not.
Yeah. So I had mentioned on the later talk that you can go in and you can pull campaign metrics by inboxing provider in Klaviyo. So you want to pull those out. And also, by the way, maybe these things are related, more investigations warranted, but let me quickly say that same thing I saw with Apple, as we are going to discuss, it's actually iCloud.com addresses. So, which is, you know, a subset of Apple, because Apple sometimes just the device. So it's only iCloud.com addresses, as far as I can tell, but I saw December, regular, January kicks up, February kicks up, you know, March, iCloud.com addresses have like a click-through rate of like 8-9%, which is, you know, those are false. So so you can go in to your own list and you can look for, it doesn't say iCloud.com, it just says Apple. You can look for very inflated Apple click-through rates, and you can look for Proofpoint inflated click-through rates and get an idea, are your click-through rates even correct? And like I'd said, you can also just, the smart thing to do is just go through and pull out Gmail, Verizon, Hotmail, and just benchmark those three every month and follow those three. So now it's a special report you got to pull, but it cuts through the noise and gets rid of all this extra stuff going on.
What a world. You just don't know what to trust in the wider world. And the one thing as an email marketer I thought I could trust were clicks.
Yeah.
And here is another big reason why you got to dig into your data, into your granular data, and really see what's happening there. Listen to the rest of this podcast for a deeper dive on what exactly is happening across the broader ecosystem.
And I will just close off with one other point. I'd said in the earlier in the talk, like a call with Klaviyo. I want to make sure that we don't, Klaviyo hasn't done anything wrong. This is not a Klaviyo issue. It's deeper. So, my hat's off to the good people at Klaviyo. I love your software. I love your software, not bashing it at all. I'm sure at some point they'll come up with some kind of more official statement, and maybe they're going to make some changes in there to account for this in their system.
Very cool. On Campaign Monitor, which we use to send the email, I think for the past 6 months or so, they've been sending us reports that are all that remove bot clicks. For at least for the past 6 months, they've sort of identified that in their case there's an issue with bot clicks. They're stripping those out, so all clicks that we're generating are real people. But I'm going to go in and have a look and see if Proofpoint is maybe adding a layer on top of that. Who knows?
Sure. And nice. Also look into Apple.
Always look into Apple.
All right, everybody, enjoy our talk. There's a whole bunch of stuff coming up in this next talk. Chart your average monthly messages per user and your revenue per email sent. And if you start getting this alligator jaw thing, your average monthly messages per user just shoots up because you're sending more emails, and your revenue per email sent just totally craters, that's called pushing on a string. You've reached a point where when you send more emails, the engagement just drops. And here's the specific thing that can happen. Revenue drops, you send more emails. Engagement drops. Gmail truncates deployments because the engagement is down. So revenue drops again, so you send more emails. And next thing you know, you're sending like 3 or more emails a week and you're not getting any results because you've hit this point where you're pushing on a string.
How did Spotlight Oral Care get 6 million views and over $30,000 in earned media value on TikTok? How did Plant People drive a 50% decrease in cost per add to cart and over a 30% increase in ROAS? To go big like these brands, you gotta think small and work with mini social micro influencers to create authentic UGC for your brand. Tired of hunting down and DMing creators on social, negotiating back and forth, only to have their one-off post flop and not impact your sales? Leave it to mini social to handle all the nitty-gritty of booking the right creators for your brand, delivering top quality content you can use across your ads and organic social media. Ready to try them out for yourself? Get 15% off your first project when you start in Q2. To claim your D2C listener discount, just go to dtc.minisocial.com.
It's all killer, no filler. I'm Eric. We got Jogo here again to talk about some pending Gmail issues. I was just reading a headline this morning. We got 5 days as of March 27th to comply with some new authentication issues, unless you want to end up in the spam folder. Jordan, what are we talking about today?
Nice to see you, by the way. First of all, rather austere background. It's because I'm contacting you from Istanbul, Turkey.
Oh,
the family. We're kind of just seeing the world right now, so you may see me on the next few calls with some weird backgrounds because we're just
nice.
We're going from Airbnb to Airbnb.
Austere religious scholar that you are.
Yeah, that's right. So yes, certainly this is related. What I want to discuss right now is related to that. Of course, so you're supposed to now have ascending domain, not just using Klaviyo's domain, have your DMARC records, DKIMs set up, SPF records. The documentation tells you what to do there. So I'll leave everybody just go to the documentation. It's not crazy. But that is a part of what's going on right now, which is a bit of a perfect storm. And it was enough that I wanted to get on here and talk to everybody. So some people we're seeing do a lot of audits. We're seeing more of what I would call like inboxing problems. And our clients, we also do Glock apps. And so we infer what's going on with inboxing. So we're pretty sure that there's things are tightening on some providers right now. So there have been a couple cases of people, by the way, who had implemented the dedicated domain wrong. And that can be by using actually the wrong domain, like t- typo or putting the wrong domain in there, or, you know, just making the change and firing up right away and not warming it up. So we saw some of that. Everybody out there, if you do that, you could end up with an inboxing problem. Then you need to rewarm. And now you're rewarming your own domain, not just burning a Klaviyo domain. So it requires a bit of a lighter hand and more care. But that is just, okay, that's Gmail tightening. So Gmail, one, you have to have your Gmail has to be set up correctly now in Klaviyo, but also, and you have to have a spam rate below 0.3, which is crazy. No one has that's like an unsubscribe rate, not a spam rate, but it will be ratcheted down. So they're going to want you to have a low spam rate. And also, just like I say, just generally, we see it a little bit tighter. And we'll talk about how you know that in a second. But also, Apple clicks are no longer good. So we've probably discussed here how Apple opens aren't good. You need to like do specific things so that you're measuring Apple opens correctly. So the way that this has been described from someone on the Klaviyo side was it's like Apple opens. So now and apparently there's going to be something similar in Klaviyo where you can go and say, okay, you know, get rid of the Apple privacy false opens. Apparently there will be a tool like that you can go into in Klaviyo to do that as well, to segment differently based on someone's Apple clicks. But look, bottom line, that doesn't exist right now. What I'm seeing, I got a little card here so people can see. You should go and look at your emails and see if you're seeing this. Go and look at the your reporting on a campaign and look at deliverability on the deliverability tab. Scroll down to the providers. Click to get to hide the open rates. You're just looking at click-through rates. So click to hide the open rates. It's like a little click up there. And look at Gmail, Hotmail, Yahoo, or Verizon. It's Verizon in there. And then Apple. And you're going to see this like, you know, I don't know, 1% or 0.5% or whatever you're doing over here. And this thing's going to be like 8%, right? So seeing this across the board where my assumption, I don't have all the details at the moment, but my assumption is it's like Apple Open, where if you've ever clicked, it considers everything a click. So what this is doing, this is why this is a perfect storm. What's happening here is just as Gmail's making all these changes that could be affecting your engagement, and problems with engagement lead to problems with inboxing. And we are with our own Glock apps reporting, we're seeing that this can happen this can always happen, right? So we're seeing tightness. So in this environment where everything's really tight, suddenly you can't trust your click-through rates. Your click-through rates are because of what's happening with Apple, and Apple is not a small, Apple's a fairly major device.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially just in North America.
As this is happening, your click-through rates in Klaviyo, they cannot be trusted, and they're inflated. So if you see your engagement just going along like this and kind of flat, that actually means your engagement's way down. Everybody with solid engagement, what they're seeing right now is their click-through rates are going through the roof. If you don't see your click-through rates being like, whoa, wow, those click-through rates are really going up, if you're not seeing that right now, you've probably got a problem.
You're actually going down. And what are these bots? Is these bot clicks, like different like Apple browsers or Apple hardware going through and like clicking links to test them or something?
All I have to go on is conversations with Klaviyo internals. Mm-hmm. And the message is it's like Apple opens. It's like Apple opens for clicks.
Okay.
So I will come back with more on this for the audience when I have like a firm understanding. I'd rather talk about things right now that I have a firm understanding, and it's not speculation as to exactly how this thing's working. My guess is it's exactly like Apple Open, because that's what someone at Klaviyo said, but that's like one conversation. Let's talk about what's real though. Let's talk about what's real and firm and you can see. You can go and look at this, and if you're seeing this with your emails, and we're seeing that with a lot of audits, a lot of clients, if you're seeing that, it means you can't trust your click-through rates. Your click-through rates are artificially inflated by whatever's happening with Apple right now.
And you got to hope you're seeing it go up, because if it's not, you're actually going down quite a bit.
Actually going down. That's right. And like I say, this is happening just as – so we'll talk about some things you can do. So don't worry, the sky, it's falling, but we'll show you how to open up an umbrella. So just as this crazy thing is happening, where you really need to measure to make sure it's working, we lose that ability. So also, by the way, and I've shown this before, but just so everyone can see, you also, to know if you're having a... Keep in mind, an eye out for Gmail differential. Do the exact same thing. Go to campaigns, go to deliverability, scroll to the provider, click to hide open rates, and look at just the click-through rates. You're going to have to actually go and get and turn off the Apple, because the Apple basically ruins the chart now. You got to go remove Apple to look at everything else. And if you see Gmail at like half of Hotmail or half of Verizon, that's an indication you've got an inboxing problem with Gmail, and you would want to apply tighter segmentation rules for Gmail. We can talk about that in a second. So by the way, that's how you can really understand if this perfect storm is happening. So what you can do right now, you can go to actually trend your click-through rates properly. You can go into reporting in Klaviyo and do campaign reporting. And rather than segmenting it by campaign, run 1 month of data and segment it by inboxing provider, by email provider. And then go and just do Gmail, Hotmail, Verizon, or Yahoo, whatever it comes out as, and delete everything else. And run current month. So that would be like run March to date, or, you know, in a few days, run March. Run previous month, February, and run March last year. You get your month over month, your year over year, and you can look at the actual click-through rate for Gmail, for Hotmail, for Verizon, and it gets rid of all the false clicks that have been stuffed in from app. That's something you can do right now to actually know if your click-through rates are having trouble, especially with Gmail, as Gmail's making all these changes, right?
Do you then apply those rates that you gleaned from the other platform or from the other hardware or the other devices, you apply that to Apple basically, and say, then you can kind of estimate what your click-through rate is really there, or are you just throwing that out entirely?
Actually, I mean, the concern is your Gmail. for 19 out of 20 people, the concern is the Gmail. So what this does is, this just gets, you're now looking at Gmail click-through rate for month versus the same month and then versus last year.
Yeah.
Right. So that's what this is for, is just get rid of that Apple stuff. Right. Okay. That's one thing you can do right now. Also, the slick way to do it is to download clicks and sent, add them together, and then you can get a unified click-through rate for the three. But that requires a bit of spreadsheet magic. The other way is just download the click-through rate for those three. But everybody, do not take the three and average them. No averaging averages. It's a mathematical no-no.
Okay. Right? So don't average averages.
If you're going to just download the click-through rate for Gmail, Hotmail, and Verizon, do not average them for each month. Just look at the three separately if you're just downloading the click-through rate. Okay? If anybody does that, it will break my heart. All right. I want to just talk about another couple ways that we can just build a toolkit for looking at your engagement in this situation where it's like, all this stuff is happening and we can't measure anything. So what have we been doing? You know, these are some of the things we've been doing. So I'll do three. The second one's a little bit more involved, but it's something you can just do forever, and it'd be really useful to have in your toolkit. So apologies, it's a bit involved, but for every month, download your monthly email metrics for the last 18 months or something like that. And you want your emails sent and the maximum send size for the month. And you can either eyeball this, a little bit involved, you're sitting down with a glass of wine at the end of the day, either eyeball the maximum send size for the month, or you can use Excel if you're an Excel whiz and just get the max for the month. So when you have your sent divided by your maximum send size, so number of emails sent divided by maximum send size, that's the number of emails that the average user on your list received that month, right? That's average monthly messages per user, sent divided by the max send size. Right? Because that max send size is your whole audience. Second one, there's two different metrics. The other one is the revenue for the month divided by the email sent for the month. That's the revenue per email sent. So here is the chart that you would put together in Excel. Again, this is the most complicated one, so I apologize, everybody. But you would chart your average monthly messages per user, and your revenue per email sent. And if you start getting this alligator jaw thing where your average monthly messages per user just shoots up because you're sending more emails, and your revenue per email sent just totally craters and drops down and becomes like nothing, that's called pushing on a string, right? You've reached a point where when you send more emails, you just, the engagement just drops. And what actually will happen if you run the math, you'll just find that revenue is flat, right? But you're doing all this extra work. And here's the specific thing that can happen. Revenue drops, you send more emails, engagement drops. Gmail truncates deployments because the engagement is down. So revenue drops again. So you send more emails, right? And you can end up in
vicious cycle.
And next thing you know, you're sending like three or more emails a week and you're not getting any results because you've hit this point where you're pushing on a string.
Pissing up a rope. More please, vulgar.
Please put that one
on the title. The,
on the Instagram, right?
My favorite Ween song. It's a good Ween song.
Awesome. So this is another little toolkit, right? So we just talked about measuring how to actually get good click-through rates, but then broadening it. Here's how you can know if what you're doing right now is kind of making sense. And then this third one, which is, it's a little bit simpler than that one, because you don't need to do any spreadsheet stuff. You just take your emails sent for each month and your unsubscribe rate for each month. And this is kind of the same thing where if you see your emails sent, if you're like sending more and more and more emails, and your unsubscribe rate craters. I've said this before in the podcast. I apologize for repeating myself, but it's important. If you're sending more and more and more emails and your unsubscribe rate starts dropping, it's because no one's seeing your emails, right? Because someone needs to see your email in order to unsubscribe. So you should see this healthy relationship where you send more emails and you get more unsubscribes, and you can, it's list cleansing itself. It's healthy. You don't want to see this, right? Okay. So that, a couple of things, that's some measurement stuff. So we're in this situation, let's bring it all back together. We're in this situation where all this crazy stuff is happening. There's these Gmail changes. I'm just telling you, also providers are tighter, and all the measurement systems that you've been relying on are failing because stuff is changing with other big tech companies. Okay, so first I gave you three different ways you can look at your metrics to understand what's really going on. Okay, next, let's say you did find yourself in a situation where you're like, you've done this spiral. Oh no, I sent more emails and my engagement dropped. And then, And what am I going to do? If I just stop sending emails all of a sudden, I know my revenue will drop. How do I get out of this? How do I get out of this situation, right? I'm sending all these emails and I can't stop. So let's talk about a couple things. First, let's talk about something that's a bit more fun. A lot of time I come with like really hard stuff, segmentation stuff. Let's talk about some creative. Let's say you've got all these messages and you want to improve the engagement on those messages. Well, let's broaden the kinds of things we're saying. So check out this list. Some of it's whatever. Some of it's interesting. Some of it's thick. So first of all, nice and easy. Staff picks. Hey, want to send a staff picks email. Right?
Humanize your staff. Yeah.
That's right. Have someone from the staff say, hey, I love this and this is why. Thought leadership. Hey, what if you talked about future challenges in your industry or vertical? People might find that interesting. Let's say, you know, it's like you're doing auto supplies or whatever it is in DTC. So you can start talking about, you know, future challenges in the auto industry. People, truck people might love it. You know what I mean? Future challenges with whatever. So, okay, talk about future challenges. Social or macroeconomic data. So that's thought leadership. That's interesting. Why not talk about, you're probably going through this data all the time if this is what you're selling, and there are going to be a portion of your audience that also is interested in that if they're interested in your product. So you can actually share some of that in a structured way. And below it, of course, below all this, sell a product. Of course, below that, you know, you put a recommendation block or a feature or whatever. The history of your product or vertical, the history of innovation. All right. So, you know, let's say you're doing some kind of medical device to deal with back pain, right? So why not talk about that device through time and innovation. And then, you know, it hint at how you're innovating in that space too. It's a perfect setup. And now the next generation is coming from us, and here it is. That's kind of interesting, right? Perfect together. Let's talk about two products and why they're perfect together, right? Rather than selling a product and then selling a product, really focus on how your catalog comes together.
Amazon is focusing heavily on this. Every time I go into my Amazon, I see that they're getting really creative with how they're like, you bought this, you should buy this, this, and this. And they actually put there's a section now at the bottom of my Amazon page that shows like a full outfit put together that they would suggest.
So that's interesting. Perfect together. You can do that I was thinking about making it like discreet where you're compiling it, but you can take two recommendations blocks. You can take a recommendation block restricted to one category and another recommendation block restricted to another category, have only one product per block. And what you're going to get is two products that the categories are going to go together, like, you know, earrings and necklaces go together, right? But the actual products that get brought up are going to be recommendations. So of course the person's going to go, hey, they are perfect together because it's based on their click and browse history. So that's what Amazon's doing. And I'll bet you like some of the outfits, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's Amazon, so I don't love the Amazon clothes that much, to be honest with you. But
the look,
sure.
7 days of ... right? So you know, whatever it is, it gives you. So you're like, hey, we're sending so many emails right now. That gives you an excuse to see your people are going to be expecting. Oh, it's the next day and 7 days of ... I'm going to go check it out. Right? You're telling them you're sending more and you're giving them a reason to look at each one because they're a set. This is interesting. Too specialized for the shelf. I mentioned this one time on the pod a long time ago, and I've always wanted to dig this back up and go back to those. It's when we did post-purchase and pre-purchase experience. But the number one thing you're trying to do all day long is just convince someone why your thing is better than the thing at Walmart. That's it, yeah. Right? How do you tell them, don't go to Walmart, just buy this thing online? So too specialized for the shelf. The one at Walmart, that's on the shelf. It's for everybody. It's watered down. The features are just blah, blah. This thing is specialized. Here's why it's too specialized for the shelf. See it on Amazon. So, okay, look, if you're doing Amazon and Shopify, why not? You've got an excuse to send someone to your other cart recommended for you. Of course, you can just take a recommendations block and make it nice and send out a nice recommendations email, and you can use it again. You can automate it later on. Similar celebrity looks. Okay, so you can put pictures of Brad Pitt. He's a public figure. You know, as long as you're not slandering him, you're free to do Brad Pitt. This is what Brad Pitt's wearing. Hey, we've got this kind of like that, right? Don't call out the brand that he's wearing. So similar celebrity looks. Right?
If you're selling black hats and hooded shirts, you could easily just use a still from this podcast.
That's right.
You could just be like, we're not quite Brad Pitt level, but we're getting there.
I got that Colin Farrell look, right?
You're definitely Farrell looking. Yes.
Zing. Situations and uses. Look, this is super classic stuff. And this doesn't just belong in a campaign. You make this and you make it good. And then you put it like kind of late in your welcome series. Situations and uses. Actually talk about the situations and then talk about how it works in that situation. You can do it in a pain point resolution that we've kind of discussed, or you can just do it, you know, just more descriptively, a little less obvious. But talk about situations and uses. People can start putting themselves in that space. I think one time I quoted Don Draper as saying, you know, there's no budget you have that is as large as someone's imagination. Someone has infinite budget in their imagination. Scavenger hunt. It's kind of interesting.
Do a multi Easter. Scavenger hunt. It's like Easter egg hunt. Yeah. It's what's...
Yeah. Timely. I wrote this a bit ago, but you're right. It fits in perfectly. So scavenger hunt is a way to get people involved, right? Get them doing things. Never stalking this again. It's a great email. We are never stalking this item again. That it's going to sell. That's just going to sell that stuff. So, wow, that was a big list, right? I just sat down and this is just the stuff that we're doing all day. Like, blah, 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 blah. But okay, if you're in this problem, where, oh my God, we're sending so many emails and engagement's down. And what are we going to do? Hey, fix your calendar. Fix your calendar. Make your calendar make sense.
Yeah. Mix it up, right? Give it a different look.
And suddenly it actually might not be too many emails, because people will consume an infinite number of messages as long as they find them relevant. How long will you like scroll through your ex formerly Twitter feed? For hours. Because you follow these people. So by definition, it's relevant to you. So you can, if you make the messages interesting, people will consume more messages. I've got just one more thing to discuss.
Let's go.
Okay. So you're in this situation where it's like the death spiral I described. Look, I've discussed this before, but it was more complicated. This is a very simple way to do it. Go to your monolithic segment and just clone it three times. One is you clone it and you say first active less than 120 days. You clone it again and you say first active is between 120 and 365 days ago. You clone it again, first active is greater than 365. You've got three different time frame brackets for how long someone's been on your list. You know they're all engaged because it's your engaged segment. But look, bottom line, the people who have been on your list for less than 120 days, they're going to have better engagement than the people that have been on your list for 365. It's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. So what you can do is, now that you've got those three segments, you can start choosing your send frequency. Okay, you're making all these emails, but you don't need to send every single email to every single user. So the older addresses, just send them less. And what it's going to do is lift your overall click-through rate. This is the easiest thing you can do. Just lift your overall click-through rate by taking the worst addresses and sending them less of the content you produce. And then if you fix your calendar, well, you're golden.
You're going to travel up the spiral as opposed to the Kundalini spiral instead of going down the spiral.
Your chakras. Is that what we're doing here?
Yeah, you're going to align your chakras. I like that. I also just did one other thing. I just did a podcast with Miss A, and they were talking about an SMS automation that I hadn't really heard of that I thought was really good, was just anniversary. They just send anniversary SMSs with a special offer. I know that's not a campaign. That's more of an automation or a flow,
yeah.
But I feel like that's a really good one that sort of like speaks to everyone dynamically. Like, hey, you joined us a year ago. Here's a special offer.
Yeah. You know what? I usually see those in audits. Sometimes we don't build a lot of those, not because we think they're bad. It's just not really on the list that we do regularly for clients, but I see those a lot in audits, and often the engagement is there. That's what you're looking for. You're looking for a way, hey, how can I message someone, you know, from this really old list, this 365 list I just described, how can I get them to do something? And those work for sure.
Very cool. So you're in Turkey. Are you going to go see the Sofia?
The
Hagia Sophia?
That was the Hagia Sophia. That was one of the first places we went. It's amazing, by the way. I can recommend anybody who's listening to this, go to Istanbul. This city is phenomenal. There's so much to see. It's old world stuff, new world stuff. It's amazing.
Or the East meets West, right? That's what they say about Istanbul.
It is. We went to the Asian side, and we went to the kind of like a nice area. And you know what? It's kind of like Vancouver at a third of the price.
Ooh. That's topical considering how expensive everything is. I really want to see Göbekli Tepe. I have been blown away by Göbekli Tepe. I was a Fingerprints of the Gods reader, and so I'm interested in these ancient cultures that may have existed before our current email-based culture.
You know what? Look, the country is super safe. You can just come here and get on a bus and do an overnight bus there and check it out. I don't think we're going to, because we've got a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old. So that's, we're going to go to the park, but you could, and I recommend you do.
Well, thanks again, Jordan. And we'll check back in with you soon on how to avoid the perfect storm and continue emailing effectively.
Yeah. All right. Have a good day.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. If you're not getting the D2C newsletter, you can subscribe for free at directtoconsumer.co. And if you want to learn more about Pilot House's all-killer, no-filler services, take off to pilothouse.co. I'm Eric Dick, and this has been the D2C Podcast. We'll see you next time.